Many Australian businesses are failing to embrace technologies that will bring on the so-called fourth industrial revolution. Research from the Australian Industry Group shows businesses not using digital technologies had less profit and revenue. The business group also thinks not enough attention is being paid to cyber security threats. Our reporter David Cody went to Tech Expo CeBIT to find the ideas that'll change how we work.
Hello.
Oh, that's cool.
Hi, guys.
On a screen at the entrance to the CeBIT Technology Expo, a live assistant greets visitors via video link.
I'm working in an office. I'm working remotely in the city in a room with six other people, so we can man all the stands, all the iPads around the show.
Worker Clicks is just one of the tools driving the so-called fourth industrial revolution. Adam Gottlieb is the company's founder.
Staff and labour is expensive, so if you can spread that out and make them more powerful and more effective, I actually believe you'll employ more people.
Do you worry at all about the loss of the human element from public spaces if this takes off, though?
I don't at all. I think this is going to enhance it because I think the biggest worry is artificial intelligence. So it gives you a lot more options and flexibility with employing human beings. And I think also that people will want locals. People will want Aussies to talk to them. We've got all Australian operators here today.
But not all companies are keen to embrace the technological revolution. The Australian Industry Group's Chief Executive Innes Willocks believes Australian companies are unprepared.
Australian businesses are very interested in technology, but there's a gaping hole at the moment.
World Economic Forum research shows Australia is slipping behind in harnessing information technology, dropping from 16th place in 2015 to 18th in 2016. The top countries are Singapore and Finland. Innes Willocks wants businesses to pick up their game and also concentrate on the risk of cybercrime.
You know, the emerging cyber threat, just as well as the emerging opportunities through digital technology, are something that business leaders at all levels are having to pay more attention to.
The results of an AI group survey showed a clear boost in profit for the Australian businesses which embraced technology.
There's clear and emerging evidence that investment in digital does promote and improve a business's bottom line.
The big question is how the changing industrial landscape will affect workers. American futurist Daniel Newman is in Sydney for the CeBIT conference.
With every digital revolution or industrial revolution, it's created more jobs than it's displaced. So as a technology futurist myself or an analyst, I like to believe that there will be new jobs created. If I could tell you what all those jobs would be, I'd probably be somewhere else than sitting here with you right now. I do believe that we will need to see the cream rise, meaning the lowest skilled people will need to be doing things at higher levels.
He believes time is running short for Australian businesses to dive into the digital world.
In my keynotes and presentations, I often talk about companies like Kodak and BlackBerry and Blockbuster Video, whom all were the biggest, strongest, most well-established companies in their industries, whom all saw disruption happen. So disruption's happening so fast and transformation's happening so fast. And in our study, we found that many companies believe they had up to 3 years to get up to speed, probably much to the challenge of what Australia is facing right now. And if they don't see the need to react faster and become agile, adaptable companies in a much shorter time frame than 3 years, we will see many well-established and financially well-off companies find themselves in trouble in the near future.
Can you tell me where the Piedmont Theatre is, please?
Yes, certainly. If you just head back up the stairs.
Back on the exhibition show floor, the video assistant is standing by for the next request. But Megan admits being at the other end of a webcam and being the public face of an event takes some getting used to.
It takes a while. You need a lot of energy to start with because people don't really understand that you're real. They just think you've been pre-recorded. So once you start commenting on people's, dress or getting their attention, then, the first day I find you need high energy because people aren't really sure. And then the next day it all becomes a lot easier as the people interact with you. They understand that you're a real person.
That's Megan on the other end of a live video stream ending David Cody's report.